All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the SMU Legislative Council public session. The meeting is called to order at 18:06 on the 25th of November, 2021. Happy to see more cameras on than usual. Crazy stuff. Okay. The Student Society of McGill University acknowledges that McGill University is situated on the traditional and unceded territory of the Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabe nations. The Student Society of McGill University recognizes and respects these nations as the true and constant custodians of the lands and waters on which we meet today. Further, the Student Society of McGill University commits to and respects the traditional laws and customs of these territories. All right, we'll now be moving on to attendance. Okay. Councillor Kusa.
Present.
Councillor Einfield.
Present.
Sorry, Councillor, can you tell me how to pronounce your name? I just want to make sure that I pronounce it properly.
It's Avishai Infeld.
Thank you, Councillor Infeld. Councillor Javed.
Present.
Councillor Gurung. Councillor Holton.
Present.
Councillor Josu.
Present.
Councillor Beaulieu Shearer.
Present.
Councillor Awan. Councillor Awan. Councillor Wen Yu. Councillor Wen Yu. Councillor Liao.
Present.
Councillor Pelzi.
Present.
Councillor Belia.
Present.
Councillor Anderson. Councillor Anderson. Councillor Applegate.
Present.
Councillor Degoshi.
Present.
Councillor Saad.
Present.
Councillor Zhang.
Present.
Councillor Wan.
Present.
Councillor Khuldadi.
Present.
Councillor Eiley. Councillor Eiley. Councillor Damore.
Present.
The Council for the Residences, could you tell me how to pronounce your name? I'm sorry. I guess it will be unknown until the Council for Residences comes. Yeah, okay. I don't think they are here. All right, so we can move on. Councillor Khamis.
Present.
Councillor Kazi. Councillor Kazi. Councillor Tiniakos.
Present.
Councillor Tare.
Present.
President Dariani. Vice President Downey.
Present.
Vice President Haisele Kubiya.
Present.
Vice President Paulin.
Present.
Vice President Delouvrier.
Ici présent.
Vice President Seder.
Present.
Right. Give me 2 minutes because we're just gonna let the people who are in the waiting room in. As you can see, the governance manager is not here. She's the one that usually does so because we have to cross-reference the list. Perfect. And let it be noted for the record that Councillor Gurung is here. Okay. All right. So we can continue on. Thank you all for taking the time out of your week. We'll now be going into the adoption of the agenda. If there is anybody who wishes to modify the agenda at this time, please do so now. Raise your hands now. Seeing none, can I get a motion to adopt the agenda? Vice President External?
So moved.
That is in order. Can we get a second? Vice President Poulin?
Seconded.
Perfect. As such, if there's no opposition, the agenda will be adopted. The agenda is adopted or approved. Let it be noted for the record that Councillor Anderson has arrived at 18:12. Okay, we can now move on to the report of the steering committee. I'll make it quick, that way we don't have our presenter waiting for us. As you can see, I decided to add a bit of holiday cheer into our report. It's the last, you know, Christmas in a month. I'm excited, hyped up for the break. All right. those present were myself, Parliamentarian Kaur, Vice President Poulin, Councillor Kusa, Councillor Javed. The Student President was absent, and the Governance Manager gave her regrets. We did not have a guest speaker. As you can see, we went through different motions and a notice of a motion. For our reminders, we wanted to remind everybody that the time appears on the agenda in square brackets as determined by steering, and that I will use this reaction once you're almost done with your time. Just wanted to keep that in mind. We also want to remind you, once again, I've done this at almost every meeting, but please, always send your motions and other documents related to council, to the parliamentarian and to myself, and have the governance manager in CC with edit access. If you don't do that, it might not get into the agenda, we might lose it. I get tens of emails in my inbox on a good day, on a low day. So your motion, if you only send it to me, will probably get lost. You have to send it to the parliamentarian and to the governance manager as well. Finally, it's not on this. I wanted to remind you all to please preserve parliamentary procedures. We may have some more involved debate today. As such, remember to address your debate to me as speaking to me, not to your fellow councillors. And that way we can ensure that everybody remains polite and proper. There will be a short confidential session this evening. It is earlier than usual, actually, because we have a presentation in that session. That is the report. Is there any questions? Seeing none, we can move on to the next point on the agenda. We have a guest speaker today from Leicester Asset Management. Has the guest speaker arrived?
You guys hear me now?
Oh, yes. Hello. Welcome.
Yeah.
So your presentation is now, you have the floor for 10 minutes.
Great. Am I going to be able to switch the pages or
are you going? Would you prefer to share your screen?
Maybe. Yeah, that might be a good idea. Yeah.
Perfect. So we can do that.
Okay.
So there's a button on the bottom or green.
All right. Yeah. And then click on the... here, yeah, like that. You guys see that?
We don't see anything as of now. I think there's a button to confirm.
Oh, press share.
There you go. Perfect.
You guys got that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's great. Right, okay. So I may have met some of you last year. I can't see everybody. I only see a few people on the side there. We're Leicester Asset Management. We manage the portfolio for SMU. In this presentation, you have everything you want to know about Cluster Asset Management, including our history here. Can you see page two now? You guys can all see page two?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So it was incorporated quite a long time ago by Marie Lester and Ken Lester, who ended up being a professor at McGill. Some of you may have known him. And he's also in charge of the Honors Finance Program and the his hotel management, funds management group. I joined when the founder basically was passing away, and Ken was a friend of mine, asked me to take over chief investment officer. That's over 15 years ago. Immediately refocused the company on two core strategies, Canadian equity, Canadian fixed income, which I launched on July 1st, 2006. And we changed the name of the firm to Lester Asset Management. In 2017, Ken retired, and I bought him out with a few other partners, along with Tony Beck. Tony and I are the shareholders of Lester Asset Management. Tony is a world-famous macroeconomist, founder of the Bank Credit Analysts. I'm sure you've all heard of. He did sell that about 12 years ago or so, and has started Alpine Macro. Maybe some of you read Alpine Macro. It's a very similar publication, and he rehired the whole team from the Bank Credit Analysts. So we have access to excellent macroeconomic type research. In 2019, we won the Quebec Emerging Managers Program, a Canadian bond mandate. So that's really our first real, you know, pure institutional mandate for about 20 pension funds. We still consider McGill, you guys, and a few other, you know, foundations or nonprofits. We consider you all institutional quality clients. But this was our first experience with the pension fund world. It was a great honor to win that mandate. And then in 2021, we finally signed the United Nations Principle of Responsible Investing, PRI, as well. So the ownership is management, mostly myself, 56, and Beck Capital, 44. And we're seven people, three portfolio managers, two in client services, one in administration analysis, and one in compliance operations and technology. That's myself and the two portfolio managers. I'm basically the lead manager on the Canadian equities, Olivier, lead manager on fixed income, and Martin, who helps on the Canadian equity side and also does manage some US equity for specific accounts. We manage money for. My background has been in pretty much in finance all my life. I have 2 degrees from McGill, engineering, and a master's in business administration, both from McGill. And just made a big donation to McGill for the Don Armstrong building. If any of you guys hang out in there, you know, you might see a door with my family's name on it at some point, if we can get over these supply chain issues. I basically worked as an engineer for 4 years and got my MBA and did a career change working for the Royal Bank in corporate lending, so cut my teeth in credit. Then I worked in investment banking for Richardson Greenshields, taking companies public like Astral and Dorel, Quebec companies mainly, and doing some advisory and M&A work. Then was hired by a publicly traded company in the entertainment field called Mallow Film Communications as their chief financial officer. And the company was sold 3 years later, and it kept me on to manage the money and start a family office. And that's how I then ended up with Lester Asset Management when I was asked to join in 2006. That family's money came with me, and they're still a big client today. I'm also chair of the Marianopolis Millennium Foundation Investment Committee and vice chair of the foundation. And I'm also chairman of the largest land conservancy in the Laurentians, which I founded 8 years ago, called Conservation Manitou. So I'm a pretty green guy. It's enough about me. That's Tony. You can read all about him in there. An amazing guy. So we have our two core strategies, Canadian equity. We manage about 236 million in Canadian fixed income, 145 million. We have two pooled funds, but we also manage around 50 segregated accounts, of which you guys are one of them. You consider a segregated account. We have top ranked 10-year returns on both the Canadian equity side and the Canadian fixed income side. Our Canadian equity strategy is really all cap, so small, mid, and large cap. Very, very different from the index, with you know, some pretty serious ESG considerations. So we don't invest in mining or oil and gas producers, but we do invest in pipelines. And on the fixed income side, it's very corporate bond focused, including high yields, because if we just buy government bonds, we're just never going to make money. So we're very research focused, very credit analysis focused. And that's been one of our big strengths also on the fixed income side, for a track record of beating the bond indices. This is our assets under management have grown. When I joined, it was around 100 million. And we've grown to around 400 million today. And it was mostly private clients, but now about a quarter are institutional clients, as I mentioned before, including foundations and nonprofits like Smooth. This is our value add over the 15 years. So you would have quintupled your money over the 15-year period versus not quite tripling for the TSX. Our approach, for those of you who were here last year, we're very different from the index. We're somewhat biased towards smaller companies because there's more value in them. You can buy them at a cheaper valuation. And we also are occasionally opportunistic and event-driven. So kind of looking at companies like Lightspeed now, whose stocks have absolutely collapsed, see if there's an opportunity there. We like volatility. Creates opportunities. So, you know, these are our guiding principles. You guys can go through them on your own. You know, we're very long-term. We don't play the market. We try and act like shareholders, and we're not afraid to be activists if we're not happy with management. We're also very disciplined. It's harder to sell an overvalued stock than to buy a cheap stock, to be honest. You know, we're very value focused, and you know, you want to buy things as cheaply as possible. If you overpay for something, you're going to lose money. So if you buy something cheaply enough, you're protecting the downside and obviously maximizing the upside. If you buy it cheap enough, don't pay too much attention to, you know, all the noise on the street and all the greed and what's going on with all the hype on BNN and CNBC. We try and stay focused on the companies that we're researching and that we're investing in. We're very value driven, as I mentioned. We're bargain hunters, but value isn't just deep value. It's also growth at a reasonable price. And we're also, as I mentioned before, we look at special situations. We've had a lot of companies acquired in our portfolio over 15 years. We're pretty good at identifying takeover candidates as well. So it's pretty tough finding value in today's markets, mostly in the small cap area. The large caps and especially technology companies are extremely expensive in our opinion right now. Basically, our funnel is, out of 1,000, let's say, profitable or supposedly profitable Canadian publicly traded companies, there's really less than 500 that are of interest. There's a lot of resource companies. We don't like investing in that business. No pricing power, very volatile, bad return on capital. So there's about 200 companies that it boils down to, and that's really our investable universe, 200 to 300, and we put 40 to 50 in the portfolio. These are our general investment criteria. You have to like the industry, is there some growth potential? How are the margins? What's the business strategy? So free cash flow, balance sheet, is it in decent shape? You look at the board members, corporate governance, does management have skin in the game? And, you know, if it passes all those sort of criteria, then we look at the valuation and is it attractively valued or not? And it might not be, in which case we won't buy it, but we'll maybe put it on the watch list and wait till either earnings catch up or the company stumbles a little bit temporarily, give us a buying opportunity, or the market comes down and creates also a buying opportunity. And we like to see if there's potential catalysts down the road that could surface shareholder value. And of course, we have our environmental and social and governance considerations that we take into account. Risk management, extremely diversified by industry and by weightings per individual stock, and also split between small, mid, and large cap. It's pretty equally balanced. So we're very strict about the risk management. These are sector weightings. You can kind of go through it. You can see we're very different from the index. You know, we're the blue, and the index is the gray. So we're very low on resources, low on financials. Roughly what our split is today. Pretty spread out between the three categories: small, mid, and large cap. These are our sort of top holdings right now. In your case, there may be some positions that SMU doesn't own for environmental considerations, so you wouldn't own anything that might be a pipeline or an energy infrastructure or a midstreamer. We don't own a lot of those, but we do own some. So those would be missing from SMU's portfolio. You guys still with me? I'll make sure I don't not speaking into the void. Hello?
Right here.
Okay, good. This is on the fixed income side. Again, big value add on the fixed income side. We really have done a good job over the 15 years. We had a lot of foreign bonds at the beginning, which I got rid of. We had cash and government bonds when the financial crisis hit. We loaded up the truck with investment grade corporate bonds because they were trading at, you know, 70, 80 cents on the dollar. Made big returns in 2009 and 2010, and then went down the credit ladder to, you know, somewhat riskier and riskier and higher yield bonds over the last 15 years, but never had a bond default, and also got in and out of the preferred share market on three occasions, very successfully, by the way, especially starting more recently last summer and last fall, loading up the trucks on the rate reset prefers with floors. And they've been really the best performing sub-asset class of fixed income by far in the last year, over 20% returns. Whereas, as you know, bonds this year, the bond indices have been quite negative, and we are generating positive returns. Also because we keep the duration very short. So we have a higher yielding securities, but with very short duration. So when inflation creeps up or bond yields start going up, and obviously the longer dated bonds come down a lot more than the short duration bonds. So we always keep our duration short. We never want to take interest rate risk. We'd rather take credit risk because at least we can do the analysis and control that. You can read a little bit more about our fixed income strategy. Again, it's a mixture of investment grade, high yield, preferred shares, convertible debentures, and so on. We really keep the maturities laddered, again, diversified by industry and by position size.
I have to quickly ask you to maybe speed up the presentation as we're reaching its end.
Yeah. Okay. I'll skip. Let's go right to your portfolio. I know it's hard to read, and I remember last year we had this problem. You can look at the portfolio in more detail, but your portfolio is fairly conservative. There's quite a high fixed income component, as you can see. The corporate bonds, almost 50% weighting. Preferred shares over 11% weighting, and the rest are equities by sector here. As you can see, you can go through it yourself. There's really no companies that are big polluters or, you know, that are into firearms or tobacco or anything bad. You know, worst case scenario, you have something like Polar Banknote that makes scratch tickets, but a lot of that money goes back to governments and into the community. But we don't consider that really gambling per se. Polar Banknote right there in consumer discretionary. And of course, amongst yourselves, always let us know if there's something that you don't want in your portfolio that you might see, and we'll sell it right away, of course. Renewable energy has always been very big for us. We've been in that early. You'll see some companies in the portfolio in that field. Obviously, these are returns over the long run. SMU gave us $1.8 million back in 2007. You took out about not quite $250,000. And today it's worth over $4 million. So your IRR, internal rate of return on an annualized basis, has been 6.4% for what's been quite a conservative portfolio, in the sense that it's been balanced, but more towards fixed income than towards equities. This year, of course, we're lagging a lot because we don't have any oil and gas. In your case, we don't even have energy infrastructure, which have been huge contributors to the TSX index. And we have a lot of renewable energy, which performed really well last year and has not performed very well this year. Those renewable energy stocks, wind, solar, hydro, have come way down this year because they are somewhat interest rate sensitive. And of course, we only own a few banks. We're not loaded up 30% weighting of banks like the TSX. So this year is a much tougher year for us versus the index. Although last year we significantly outperformed the index during the pandemic. So essentially that's it. I don't know if you have questions for me, but sorry for prolonging the presentation.
Thank you for the presentation. We'll be taking questions at this time. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hands now. Councillor Wan.
Thank you for your presentation. I wanted to ask you, what are the management fees and management expense ratios that you charge for your services?
We have a flat fee for you guys of 0.8%, and that's basically it. There's minor custodial trading costs that the custodian charges, but it probably wouldn't even add up to 10 basis points.
Any further questions, please raise your hands. Seeing none, thank you very much for the presentation.
Okay, thanks.
Have a great evening.
Yeah, and don't hesitate to contact us.
All righty, okay. If you want, you can end the share screen. Let's see. Okay. All right. With this, we'll now be moving on in the agenda.
Alex, can you please let me enable the speaker?
Yeah, okay, 1 second. I had to disable it to stop his presentation. Does it work? Awesome. Perfect. Okay, we're back on track. As such, we'll now at this time be entering a confidential session. I will have to ask all the members of the gallery to please, if you want, you can just raise your hand and I'll be moving you into the waiting room. If not, I'll be going through the list and removing you from the meeting. Do waiting room. Okay. Perfect. All right, so now, give me a second, I have to go through the list and make sure that we don't have any anybody who shouldn't be here. Perfect. Okay, we're good. We're safe. All right. So we can now enter into the other.